Welcome to Passionate World Talk Radio. Educate, enlighten, entertain. On This Morning with Cool Your Heels with Lillian, our special guest is Anne-Marie Hancock, who wrote a book, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral, which is a story about the last 2 years of her mother's life. So good morning, Anne-Marie. How are you doing this fine day?
Why, I'm outrageous, Lillian. I hope you are. We are up in the mountains of Virginia just relaxing and just delighted to be with you.
I am happy to hear that, actually. We're going into a 91-degree weekend with a lot of rain and a lot of humidity, but what the hey.
Exactly. We'll roll with it, won't we?
Yes, we will. Now, you wrote about the last 2 years of your mom's life, and your mom was had cancer that she refused to admit she had and went on to live her life to the fullest. So could you just give a little background as to the audience as to what emotional mental state your mom was and why you decided to write a book about her?
All right. First things first, I did not anticipate writing a book. I kept a journal for approximately 3 years documenting my personal journey with mom. I was her primary caretaker. She had squamous cell cancer. It's interesting to note here at this point that this squamous cell cancer began with a tiny dot on her forehead. Mother was a registered nurse, and while the whole family encouraged her to see a physician, she refused and told us in a loving way that it wasn't our business. We noticed the dot in April. By September, it was large, required a large bandage, which finally encouraged her to see a surgeon. And the cancer in the 3 year period that I kept the journal had gone to mom's brain. It took the side of her face, the top of her head. It was a very difficult journey for her. And the process, she had a heart attack, she had cellulitis, multiple problems. And what is significant is that my mother was a very complex woman, and I say that in a very loving way. She was very private. She was a product of World War II. She was a Navy nurse. She was very, very concerned about handling her own affairs and wanted to maintain control of her own affairs. But quite obviously, when cancer goes to your brain, you need some assistance. And mom did. And I had had a healing ministry that was international. It had taken me all over the world, to Venezuela, to Rome, to Italy, to Assisi, where I had visited with sick children, terminal children, elderly people who were dying. And I thought I had many tools in my box to take on this task with mother. But it was a very humbling experience because I learned very rapidly that we are all students in this life and there's always so much more to learn. And this was true for me too. And I found that two tools worked. At the top of the list was my faith, and I am an extremely faith-filled woman. I believe in miracles, I believe in God, and I would summon God and all the angels every night when I faced difficult situations with mom or complex situations. And number two was a sense of humor. My mother was just a great lady. She had her own sense of humor. I was to learn more about that as we traverse this journey together. But to give you some insight, your other question as to mother's emotional well-being and her state during this process, it is imperative that I tell you she was a very, very strong, courageous woman who wanted to maintain total control of everything happening during this process. The car figures significantly into this. The book, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral, is now on Amazon's bestsellers list internationally. The car is on the cover with mom because the car was mom's vehicle and ticket to freedom. We know in psychology, Lillian, that the car represents that vehicle that takes us to something or away from something. And for my mother, that was her ticket to freedom. She was independent and totally in control in her automobile. And so many of the stories, both serious and humorous, take place over this 3-year journey in that little red Toyota. Mom's license plate was perfect, P-R-R-F-C-T. And to give you a sense of her personality, I have beautiful friends, we all do, and they were totally there for me. I'll be forever grateful to them. And they all jumped in to help make Mom's days better. So she loved French onion soup. This one friend of mine said, why don't we take her out? She's having a good week. We'll take her out for French onion soup. Called Mom. She agreed. She thought it was a brilliant idea. The next morning, Coco was at my house, and we called to tell her we were on our way to get her and go for French onion soup. She said, not today. I'm not going today. I said, are you sick? Are you feeling poorly? No, I'm not going today. I'm just not going. I said, all right, Mama, that's fine. That time, my friend said, well, let's you and I go have French onion soup. We did. We're coming out of the restaurant, and Coco, my buddy, she looks at me and she goes, Anne-Marie, isn't that your mother coming out of that Taco Bell over there? I said, what? She said, look, that's the license plate, perfect on that little Toyota Camry. I said, oh, my God, it is, Mom. So we were blown off, Lillian, for a taco. Still concerned because this was later in the journey. We followed Mom down the interstate to make sure she got home safely and later called and said we would come over and visit for a couple minutes. Never mentioned the incident, but it was quite obvious. She wanted a day to herself. She wanted some privacy. She was processing a lot. And so she chose, instead of going out with us for the French onion soup she loved, to have a taco and spend her day in that little Toyota. So a very, very interesting woman. Obviously, people who are terminal are carrying just enormous stress. And no one knows what that is unless they are walking that walk. And that was something that I was to learn. We assume a lot as caretakers, but there is so much going on, and regardless of what happens, we know, I know now, they are doing the very best they can. And we can't afford to take anything personally. And there is a tendency, particularly with family, right? We're products of our environment, to take things personally. And so I'm driving to a surgeon one morning. I thought, Mom said, you're a moron. And I said, excuse me? She said, you're a moron. And I said, Mom, I'm going to tell you something. A couple years ago, I was in Ireland researching the family name, M-O-R-A-N. And the truth of the matter is it's pronounced moron. We are an entire family of morons. So this is going back, Lily, into what I had said previously. A sense of humor always works. It diffuses the tension and the emotion in a lot of tough situations. And you learn to laugh at yourself, to laugh at life. And I found it even brought a smile to Mom's face. So that sense of humor coupled with your faith can save you from many difficult and challenging times.
Oh, I agree 100%. I developed my sense of humor a long time ago. I was a single parent to a boy. After I was told by the family I was no longer on their social or economic level and therefore they wouldn't have anything more to do with me, sort of turned around and said, God is great. I finally figured out a way to divorce you people without hurting your feelings. Thank you so much.